Bit of jazz from the Benny Goodman Band, Farewell Blues, the time 9:16, and I'll be back in 1 minute with the story record.
Meet Gordon Clark, one of the flight captains for North American Airlines. Captain, what are some of the reasons North American has become the nation's largest air coach system?
Well, I believe dependability is the most important reason. North American's huge four-engine Douglas Skymasters are really dependable.
Captain Clark, aren't the same maintenance standards required of all commercial airlines?
Yes, they are. And North American standards are higher than those of most airlines. You know, we've flown more than 1 billion passenger miles with a perfect safety record.
No wonder more than 500,000 passengers have placed their confidence in North American, the airline that pioneered low-cost air travel.
It costs less to fly on North American Airlines than travel any other way. Fly to New York for only $80. That's $56 less than rail Pullman fare. On North American, it's only $70 to Chicago, only $80 to Washington, D.C., each way on round trip plus tax. For information, call Trinity 0711. That's Trinity 0711.
Well, I got a story record here this morning for you. It's kind of a beat-up one, but it was sent in by Jack Elliott, so I'll read it. If you send him in, I'll read him. He says he went down to the beach the other day and saw a very peculiar sight. Here was this little fellow, a little skinny, timid, mousy little fellow, walking along the beach with his wife. And like Jack Spratt, his wife was just the opposite. She was a huge thing, menacing and overbearing. And the little fellow, although he was timid, was still a man, and naturally wasn't one to look away from a well-turned ankle, as the fellows used to say. Well, bathing suits being what they are, he wasn't looking at any ankles, thank you. He was taking everything in. Every time a beauty would go by, he'd jump up and down and holler, "Ooh, look there, old boy." But every time he'd do that, his big old wife would belt him right in the seat of the pants. This went on all up and down the beach, he admiring the bathing beauties and she smacking him a good one. I can just see him now.
Ooh, take a look at that beautiful, wonderful, ooh, ow, ooh, ow, ooh. How my, did you ever see a wonderful pair of ooh, ow, ooh, ow, ooh.
Ooh, look there, ain't she pretty?
Ow!
Ooh, look at her, she's a beauty. Look at the hair, look at the clothes, look at that face with the turned up nose. Ooh, look there, ain't that pretty? You know, she looks like a beautiful wax doll, and you are bound to fall. I like the dress, sure looks fine, love that neck with that plunging line. Ooh, look there, ain't she pretty?
Look at that beautiful, wonderful, ooh, ow, ooh, ow, ooh. How my, did you ever see a wonderful a pair of ooh, ow, ooh, ow, ooh.
Talk about style with a capital S. Look at that smile, gotta say yes, yes. Look there, ain't she pretty? You know, she looks like a beautiful wax doll, and you are bound to fall. I like the face, I love those curves. Good for my heart, but bad for my nerves. Ooh, ooh, look there, ain't she pretty? Pretty and how I want to purr when I look at her and go, ooh, ooh, ow.
Champ Butler with a little story record sent in by Jack Elliott. The time, 21 minutes past 9 o'clock. About time for us to whip on down to the hospitals right now and bring you all the Stork Report.
Sleep, baby, sleep.
Isn't anyone going to change that little rascal? At the Hollywood Hospital, to Mr. and Mrs. William Jameson was born little Jill, and to Mr. and Mrs. Stuart Swanson was born a son named Mark Wayne. Now to the Queen of Angels, and there we find that Mr. and Mrs. Eugene George are thrilled over Master Jeffrey Julian, and born to Mr. and Mrs. Richard Lubin, Miss Deborah Lynn. The California Hospital Stork Report reads, Mr. and Mrs. Vincent Haliwaha were, ooh, they had twins, Alan and Mark. and now living with his parents, Dr. and Mrs. Edward Cook, little Edward Moody III. Congratulations to you all, and welcome to the world, you little rascals.
There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Nobody can beat this deal on a new 53 Nash. But you must act fast for your $700 double bonus at your Nash bonus dealers. They have 500 bonus cars, and the factory says these cars must be sold by October 31st. Your Nash bonus dealers must give you a double bonus of up to $700 on any new Nash. They've got to go, so don't be slow. See your Nash bonus dealer today.
Here are the names of two Nash bonus dealers you should see today. Hollywood Nash Incorporated, 6032 Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, and Southeast Nash Incorporated, 2564 East Slauson Avenue in Huntington Park. Time in 15 seconds, 23 minutes past 9 o'clock. Here is a tune of June Valley's. It's a follow-up to her hit record, Crying in the Chapel, called Mystery Street. June, you know, is regarded as one of the biggest recording stars in the RCA Victor pop label, and we feel that Mystery Street could become a very big number.
Mystery Street, where is Mystery Street? There's no retreat once you're in Mystery Street. Thrills you will find, they're the dangerous kind. You may lose your heart and then you're mine. Jealousy, hate, and misery wait. Happiness too you'll find if you can be true. Mystery Street, faith has guided your feet. Bitter or sweet, it's all in Mystery Street. You'll never know till the day that you go down the street you tread when you're in your feet. Bitter or sweet, it's all in Mystery Street. You'll never know till the day that you go down the street you tread.
Miss June Valley's recording of Mystery Street. You can pick that record up anytime at Music City, Sunset and Vine. Those kids over there are open until 2 o'clock every weeknight, and on Sundays up until 6 p.m. Music City, Sunset and Vine. Now, a very important announcement. The first 10 winners in the Wonder Bar Refrigerette Contest, sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Los Angeles, have just been announced. Mr. Raymond C. Cotton of Sunland is the first winner. Here come the rest of them. Mrs. Barbara Davies of Los Angeles, Mrs. Harry DeLong of Los Angeles, Mr. Victor Ehrman of Long Beach, Mr. Leonard Elliott of Los Angeles, Mr. R.P. Granger of Burbank, Mr. Martin A. Sklar of Los Angeles, Dr. D.A. Strickland of Los Angeles, Mrs. C.C. von der Kuhlen of Beverly Hills, Mr. Peter W. Westberg of Santa Monica. And you can still win a Wonder Bar Refrigerette because this great contest has been divided into six weekly contests. The names you have just heard are the winners in the first weekly contest. Now, if you entered and did not win, will you try again? And if you haven't entered, you do so now. Complete details in every carton of Coca-Cola. Remember, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Los Angeles is giving away 10 Wonder Bars each week for the duration of this contest. Now, at 26 minutes past 9 o'clock, let's whip into a little Dixieland from Jimmy Dorsey. A little Panama from Jimmy Dorsey, and that's all the time they'll let us have around here. We've been at this record-playing business since 5:45 this morning, Hal Bender and I have. Don't forget now, stay tuned for Chef Milani, and also this afternoon, Ira Cook at 10:05, Johnny Grant this afternoon at 2:05, and tonight at 5, Bill Stewart. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 5:45 to play some more records for you. Till then, this is Dick Whittinghill thanking you all very much for listening. But now, if you'll excuse me.
I'm walking out the door with you on my mind. I'm walking out the door with you on my mind. But every step away from you, I feel like crying.
And that was Time, sung for you by Miss Sarah Vaughan. Speaking of time, it's 12 minutes past 10 here at KMPC. Your musical host, Ira Crook, introducing in a moment the Lancers. But first, Frank Bull.
Friends, this is Frank Bull telling you that in today's constantly changing automotive picture, you're safe to buy your new Plymouth or DeSoto from Marshall and Clampett. For 34 years, Marshall and Clampett have been one of the most reputable and the largest DeSoto and Plymouth dealer in the West, with over 100,000 satisfied customers. So if you're in the market for a new car, don't gamble. Play safe. See the new Plymouth. See Marshall and Clampett, 18th and Figueroa Streets in downtown Los Angeles.
Tonto, won't you kindly turn your damper down? I can smell those whole cakes a-burning, honey. They done burned plum brown. Since ham went up to $1 a pound, I ate so many rabbits just to hopple around. Oh, sweet mama, treat Tonto, won't you kindly turn your damper down? Oh, sweet mama, treat top tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down? Well, I can smell those whole cakes a-burning, honey. They done burned plum brown. There was a Dominic, a rooster, and a Shanghai hen. They run around together, but they ain't no kin. Oh, sweet mama, treat top tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down?
Biscuits with the honey too, but I tell you, baby, nothing sweet as you.
Oh, sweet mama, treat top tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down? Oh, sweet mama, treat top tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down? I can smell those whole cakes a-burning, honey, they done burned plum brown.
If you ever travel south, just drop around to our one-room shanty on the edge of town.
Oh, sweet mama, treat top tall, won't you kindly turn your damper, kindly turn your damper, kindly turn your damper down. Kindly turn your damper down.
Sweet mama, tree top tall, the Lancers singing for you. Exactly 15 minutes past 10. You're tuned to KMPC Los Angeles Music News and Sports. This is Ira Cook, your musical host, with our program on the air from 10:05 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. A pair of platters every half hour. A special feature every day. On Mondays, selections from one of America's favorite albums. On Tuesdays, the future favorites of 1953. On Wednesdays, Cook's musical recommendations for relaxation. On Thursday, we present hits of the past, some wonderful memory tunes. And on Friday, we preview the new platters as they come to us from the representatives of the various record companies here in town. So we keep pointing to something every day. We try to make the program as interesting as possible for all of you who tune our way at 7:10 on the radio dial. Now, there's a young fellow we'd like to have you meet. And then we'll tell you about pair of platters number one.
Meet Gordon Clark, one of the flight captains for North American Airlines. Captain, what are some of the reasons North American has become the nation's largest air coach system?
Well, I believe dependability is the most important reason. North American's huge 4-engine Douglas Skymasters are really dependable.
Captain Clark, aren't the same maintenance standards required of all commercial airlines?
Yes, they are. And North American standards are higher than those of most airlines. You know, we've flown more than 1 billion passenger miles with a perfect safety record.
No wonder more than 500,000 passengers have placed their confidence in North American, the airline that pioneered low-cost air travel.
It costs less to fly on North American Airlines than travel any other way. Fly to New York for only $80. That's $56 less than rail Pullman fare. On North American, it's only $70 to Chicago, only $80 to Washington, D.C., each way on round trip plus tax. For information, call Trinity 0711. That's Trinity 0711.
Thank you. Now, pair of platters number one in a very interesting situation here, concerning itself with song titles. Some time ago, Uncle Milty, Milton Berle, wrote a song called I'd Give a Million Tomorrows for Just One Yesterday. Just yesterday, we received a record called I'd Give a Million Yesterdays for Just One Tomorrow. And this song was written by Jack Elliott. Let's play him as a pair of platters. Similar song titles, or shall we say a contrast in song titles. We'll play these without interruption so you can really appreciate Pair of Platters, number one.
A million tomorrows for just one yesterday. I'd give a million to hold you the same sweet tender way. I know that I'm to blame, I can't tell a lie. I've never been the same since we said goodbye. I'd give up every possession if you'd come back to stay. I'd give a million tomorrows for just one yesterday.
I'd give a million tomorrows for just one yesterday. I'd give a million to hold you the same sweet tender way. I know that I'm to blame, I can't tell a lie. I've never been the same since we said goodbye.
I'd give up every possession if you'd come back to stay. I'd give a million tomorrows for just one yesterday.
I'd give a million yesterdays for just one tomorrow with you. I'd give a million memories for just one dream come true.
I never knew how much I'd lost till we drifted far apart. For who can count the cost of a lonely broken heart?
I'd give a million yesterdays for just one tomorrow with you.
I'd give a million yesterdays for just one tomorrow with you. I'd give a million memories for just one dream come true.
I never knew how much I'd lost till we drifted far apart. For who can count the cost of a lonely silly broken heart.
I'd give a million yesterdays for just one tomorrow. Just one tomorrow. Just one tomorrow with you.
Bear Platter's number one. Cute little idea that came out on two different records. Titles that were similar, and yet that had contrast. I'd Give a Million Tomorrows for Just One Yesterday, a song that Milton Berle composed. It was recorded by Arthur Godfrey. And then we listened to I'd Give a Million Yesterdays for Just One Tomorrow, The Mellow Men, the newest release. I sure hope you enjoyed Bear Platter's number one. We have six more to go on the show between now and two. It's a special feature every day, and we invite all of you to send in ideas to us. The general idea of a pair of platters is to make listening more interesting. We don't have prizes, I'll be very frank about that. We certainly do have a lot of mail on the idea, and I really appreciate your interest in pair of platters. Now, just in case some of you are getting a little tired of the daily grind and would like to get away for a day or two, I can think of no better spot, no more beautiful spot in the world than the Sands in Las Vegas.
Where did Van Johnson appear in Las Vegas?
Van Johnson appeared at the Sands.
Where did Tallulah Bankhead play in Las Vegas?
Why, naturally, at the Sands.
It's Etzioppinza, Lena Horne, Robert Merrill, Danny Thomas, the Keene sisters.
The Sands, the Sands, the Sands.
The Sands reaches out for the greatest stars in show business to appear in the fabulous Copa Room.
The Sands presents them in a background of luxury, of superb food, of good service.
Of action and more action 24 hours a day.
No wonder the Sands is acclaimed by the press, acclaimed by the public as the most exciting resort hotel in the world.
Thrilled to it all and live like a king at surprisingly modest rates in one of the Sands' beautifully decorated air-conditioned rooms.
For your reservations at this place in the sun, call Bradshaw 28611. That's Bradshaw 28611.
The Sands is delightfully informal at all times, so come as you are.
Call now for thrills. Call now for fun. Call Bradshaw 28611.
From here to eternity, Frank Sinatra will be remembered as one of the great entertainers of our time. Now, Sinatra stars at the Sands, along with the Nicholas Brothers, Cousin Ray Sinatra and his orchestra, and the most beautiful girls in the West. Now it's 25 minutes past 10 o'clock in the morning, and let's go offshore with Axel Stordahl.